Now, I'm not saying that I'm really worried about the Red Sox, but I have a mild level of concern right now. The Red Sox rotation and their rotational depth, including in the bullpen, so their entire pitching staff depth, is being tested early in the spring. Drew Pomeranz leaves a start yesterday. Lefty, remember they got him from San Diego last year, could be vying for a rotation spot, probably slated for a bullpen spot. He leaves yesterday's start with tightness in his left tricep. He could start the year on the DL. David Price is already going to start the year on the DL, and Tyler Thornburg, one of your prized reliever acquisitions that you got from Milwaukee, and you gave up a lot to get him on the same day that you got Chris Sale for the rotation. Thornburg, who you got for the bullpen, he's out now and could be on the DL to start the season. Where do the Red Sox go from here? Now, you can't win a division in April, but you can lose a division in April. And I'm not worried about the Red Sox coming out of the chute going 4-18. They're too good offensively. They've got two aces in Sale and Porcello, and they've got a great closer in Kimbrel and all that. I'm not worried about them totally tanking here in April. But if these nagging injuries to Thornburg and Pomeranz become big things, then your organizational depth is tested. This is a Sox team with not, once they traded away a lot of their farm system to get Thornburg and to get Sale, they were left with some gaping holes at the AAA level. There's not a lot there. And then they traded Clay Buchholz. And I never thought I would say that maybe the Red Sox will regret trading Buchholz, but they may end up regret trading Buchholz because that's a guy who could eat some innings, who could do a little bit of work in the pen, could do a little bit of work in the rotation if things like this started to happen. So what do the Red Sox need to do here moving forward? We've got, what, 15 days left, 14 days left until opening day, 2 weeks? Sox need to go out and make a move. Sox need to go out and they need to get some depth. When you traded Buchholz away, you did it because of money. It was really a salary drop. You sent him to the Phillies because you didn't want to pay him the $14 million or whatever it was that he was owed, and you wanted to stay under the luxury tax threshold. So who's out there on the free agent market that the Sox can go get? I like in the starting rotation options, Colby Lewis, longtime pitcher for the Texas Rangers. I mean, a guy who could throw, if healthy, he could throw 160 innings if they need him. He's a sinker ball pitcher who's going to pitch backwards, who can get ground balls, who can eat up innings, who can pitch. You know, look, he could pitch to a 4.6 ERA just as easy as Henry Owens could. If you traded Clay Buchholz to save money, go get Colby Lewis, who you might be able to get for 1 year and $4 million, 1 year and $3.5 million, especially this late in the spring. Maybe he eats some innings for you. How about Doug Fister? How about Matt Harrison? I don't care who it is, but I don't want to see the Sox go into the season with questions abound at the back end of the rotation. I mean, Sale, Porcello, hopefully Eduardo Rodriguez. And then I don't know. Is it Steven Wright? Is it Owens? Is it Brian Johnson? I mean, if it's not going to be Price and it's not going to be Pomeranz, then go out and get one of these guys who you might be able to get for pennies on the dollar at this point. We're going to throw strikes, who are veteran pitchers, who are capable of pounding the zone. And you have a good offense behind this team that when they pitch, you can win a 7-5 game. Get some veteran experience rather than relying on some fringe-level AAA options that you don't necessarily know what you have. I don't know what Brian Johnson is. I know he's a guy who's been rocked all spring, though, and he's not a guy I want breaking camp with me potentially at the number 5 spot. In the bullpen, when you throw out Thornburg, who's a power arm, I've got the option for you. Go get Luke Hochaver. Luke Hochaver is a free agent right now who's a longtime starter with the Royals, a former number one pick in the draft who moved to reliever. He's dealt with some injuries and things like that. But he threw 37 innings last season for the Royals, had 40 strikeouts. Thornburg is over a strikeout per inning reliever. He's a dominant reliever from the right side late in games. Go get Luke Hochaver, who's part of good Royals teams that went to the World Series and had a resurgence in his career, you know, at age 29, 30. He's only 33 right now. If you want to make this April more competitive than it could be, and you don't want to expose yourself and your lack of farm system, and you want to allow guys to be in AAA who should be in AAA to continue to develop, go sign one of those veteran starters like a Lewis or a Fister, and go sign a veteran reliever like a Hochaver. That will only strengthen this team, because without Price and without Pomeranz and without Thornburg, you let Koji Uehara go. There's some serious depth issues for this Red Sox team right now in their starting rotation, and I don't care how good your offense is. If you can't pitch at all, or if you're going to go in the year with Brian Johnson, you're asking for trouble, especially early on in an AL East that has a lot of offense. The Yankees are going to have offense. The Blue Jays are going to have offense. The Orioles have nothing but offense with Trumbo and Seth Smith and Machado and Adam Jones and all that. You need some guys who can eat innings for you and can get to that bullpen, because when you take Thornburg out of it, you're going to need some starters. You're going to need some relievers that can mix and match things together. Go get any of those guys that are available, and I think that's how the Red Sox can help maneuver through in April, in which they may not have all the guys that they were expecting to have. It's Champlain Valley Game.